Russian composer Alexander Borodin was trained in medicine in the 1850s and went on to earn a doctorate in chemistry. Several of his papers were published in the Bulletin of the Russian Academy of Sciences, and he went on a 3-year-long scientific mission to Europe. It was through his wife, who was a talented pianist, that Borodin became acquainted with the music of Chopin, Liszt, and Schumann, and it was to her that he dedicated his string quartet No. 2, composed in 1881. Tom Manoff has been listening to a new CD of that work, and hearing Borodin's music with fresh ears has Manoff feeling like a stranger in paradise.
Occasionally, a recording comes my way that's so good I have trouble reviewing it, because to write the review, I'd have to actually stop listening to it. Well, it's time to share this one. The players are the magnificent Takash Quartet. The piece is by the 19th-century Russian composer Alexander Borodin. It's his string quartet No. 2 in D major. Listen to these guys play. Like old friends talking to each other, each plays a line and is answered by the other. The Borodin Quartet has been one of my favorite pieces since I was a child. While it's been criticized as the exotic expression of a second-rate Russian nationalist composer, I've always thought it far more. Crafted both emotionally and intellectually, this music reveals a unique and magical world. If the melodies sound familiar, well, about 70 years after his death, some enterprising Americans decided to base the musical Kismet on Borodin's melodic ideas. If you remember it, happy memories. But ask yourself this, wouldn't the composer want you to hear his masterpiece without thinking about that musical? After all, he was long dead when they decided to disassemble his music. Perhaps we should all listen to this fine recording with new ears.
The music is Borodin's String Quartet No. 2 in D major, performed by the Takash String Quartet. Our reviewer is Tom Manoff.